It's 9:46, 67 degrees on K1. Time for Bruin Buzz.
This is One-on-One with a Professional on AM 1400 K1, a sponsored opportunity to talk about the people, products, and services of a local business or political concern. This is a paid interview, and the statements and opinions expressed are those of the guests of the program and not necessarily those of the host or this station.
AM 1400, FM 93.3, K1. Hope that your Friday morning is going well. Evan Farbach with Bartlesville Athletic Director Tim Bart on this Friday afternoon, or morning, I guess it is. I've been up long enough. It feels like the afternoon. It certainly feels like it outside, too. 67 degrees on February the 19th.
It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. It was 65 at 5:30 this morning.
Yeah, I got up to go get the paper and put the trash out, and I was going, oh my gosh, I mean, this is winter. Too bad this wasn't Saturday, we could play some golf, but yeah. God, it just, we've had a great winter, or lack thereof, so just a beautiful day in the in God's country, northeastern Oklahoma.
Couple big things upcoming for Bartlesville Athletics, and we'll talk basketball first. Lady Bruins and Bruins at home. Final regular season game for both the teams. Broken Arrow comes to town. Another tough task for the Lady Bruins, I swear. It seems like they've played every game this season against the top 10 team. Broken Arrow is one of the best teams in 6A. I think that they're ranked first. I haven't looked at that yet this morning. They were the last time I saw last week. And then the Broken Arrow boys aren't too shabby either. In fact, that was probably the most one-sided doubleheader that Bartlesville lost at BA a few weeks ago. But they'll host the Tigers and Lady Tigers once again for senior night. Last chance to see Bartlesville at home at Bruin Fieldhouse and say goodbye to quite a few number of seniors in both clubs.
Yeah, it is. And it's, you know, it's been a struggle this year. But, you know, I will say this, that the girls' basketball team has performed better than I thought we would. My expectations after a heavy graduation and losing Haley Tucker, you know, 90% of your scoring, and we didn't know and what we had going into the season, and to win 10 games and should be 500. Yeah, the Jinx loss was just devastating for everybody involved. That's two games we should have won. But when you look back on the girls' schedule, there's not too many games they should not have won, and they won a couple they shouldn't have. I mean, they beat Owosso. So it was a growing year for them, and we all know that they're how young they are. That's been often talked about. But, you know, at this time, they need to start showing improvement, and I know the coaches are still pushing them to get better. So it's been frustrating for our coaches, but as an administration, I'm kind of proud of what they've accomplished, and to see a bunch of you know, sophomores and freshmen, and sprinkle in a few juniors and seniors, and to see them mesh with a new coach, I thought that they've had a good year getting to 10 wins. Yeah, Broken Arrow, yeah, the girls have been beat up all year with just good teams, you know, as Pampa, Muskogee, Owosso. It never stops, and they'll have their hands full tonight.
They've played all those teams twice.
Yes.
The teams that they've played once in Frontier Conference play have been the worst teams. Every team that Bartlesville has played twice in conference has been one of the top five girls teams.
And that's bad. I mean, so here's what. When we went back in the conference, so we basically have a 10-team conference now. So we did a 10-year schedule. It's going to take 10 years for everybody to play each other the same amount of times. So you really get caught with luck or being unlucky this year. Like next year, we drop a few. You know, we only play Muskogee once. Mm-hmm. We play Sepulpa, I think, once. So then it kind of evens out. But had we had a little different schedule, like you said, yeah, we could have won 14 or 15 games with this bunch. Now, on the boys' side, we didn't know really what to expect. Same thing. We lost Antonio, who could go get a bucket when you needed one. The sad thing, or kind of the disappointing thing, is the number of games we've lost decided 5 points or less, or with a minute to go, that we just haven't stepped up and produced and scored like we should. We've lost probably five or six games we probably should have, and we just didn't finish the game. And that jinx was the same way. I mean, we had that game won, even though that, you know, they hit a 30-footer off the board, backboard at the buzzer, or we go to overtime. But we shouldn't have been in that position. And we just can't – the boys just can't finish a game when they need to. Muskogee was like that. Owosso was like that. Sapulpa was like that. Union was like that. And that kind of bothered us as a team. We didn't have anybody step up and say, I'll run the team, I'm in charge, and let's go get a win.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm a firm believer, and you probably are too, that you create your own luck in most things, in sports especially. But the Bruins have not had very good luck at the end of these games. And some of it has been of their own doing. Like we said, turnovers was a major problem against Muskogee. That was a week ago at Bruin Fieldhouse. Three straight turnovers in the final minute of that game gave the Ruffers that victory. And then on Tuesday night against Jinx, you get a banked-in three-pointer as time expired. Off-balance fella shooting it from 26 feet out on the left wing, and you couldn't do anything better to defend that shot. But just like you said, the problem is putting yourself in a position where a shot like that can beat you as time expires, and that's exactly what happened against the Trojans. But the positive, I guess, if you wanted to look for one on the boys' side and the girls as well, is after just getting beat down, same thing against Sapulpa, against Muskogee, against Owosso earlier this year. I mean, almost every single loss you can go through and point to the last couple minutes of a game. Union, another one that comes to mind a few weeks ago. Broken Arrow really has been the only game that the Bartlesville boys have not competed in all season long, but they continue to come out there and fight. And boy, the first three quarters, you certainly think they're going to come away with a victory. They're not able to finish, but they certainly haven't given up on the year. No one's put their head down, and they've still got just as good opportunity as everybody else. They'll play one game, single elimination, same as every other team in 6A, a week from tonight at Putnam City North. So if they can get a little bit more luck on their side 7 days from today, everything will look a little bit more different in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to give you coach speak because, yes, it's true that as a coach, we try to motivate our kids and tell everybody you're 0-0, it's a new season, anything can happen. That's not entirely true. I mean, with everyone making the playoffs, there's some teams that are, you know, won two or three games that, and they're playing the number one team in the state. They have no chance. Mm-hmm. But there are some games, when you look at some games, I think we can compete with Putnam City North, and that depends on what team shows up. But you look at it, and Sapulpa and Bigsby are playing first round. Well, that's a toss-up. I think the Sand Springs Jinx, maybe. I mean, there's some toss-up games in there. When you start getting in the middle of the pack, there are some upsets that can happen. When you start, 16 versus 1 and 15-2, it's hard to keep those guys motivated and get them to go play. And when you know what's going to happen, and in this time of the year, it'd be like in football if we were going to everybody made it, and you got teams that are 0-10, and you're going to have to go play Jinx or Union and try. You know, they're not ready. They're half of them are ready to go to their next sport or just quit or get it over. They've been defeated, and it's really hard as a coach to keep those kids motivated and ready to go play. But there have been upsets made, and I can remember a 1 versus 16, 16-1. And so it can happen, just not very likely.
Yeah, and Bartlesville will be at Putnam City North 7 days from today, and a game we'll have for you next Friday night right here on K1. Outside of basketball this evening at Bruin Fieldhouse, I know the swim teams are getting ready to go as we speak down to Jinx to compete in the 6A state meet. That'll begin this evening and run through tomorrow night, and obviously expecting good things from both the boys and girls down there. Girls, the heavy favorite to take home a second state championship in a row. That would be Bartlesville's fourth state title in just about a year. And then the boys, they'll be right in the mix as well. Edmund North, probably the favorite on the boys' side, and the Bruins will compete for a state title as well. But exciting times for the swimming clubs down in Jinx this weekend too.
Oh, that's that's going to be the girls heavily favored going into it. Coming out of regionals, I think we won 11 events, which is just unbelievable. The boys will have a chance. I know we talked, they'll at least have a chance to hit the podium, which would be top three or four. Four-time runner-up. Yeah. Girls are our defending state champions, and we think we're faster. and deeper this year. I can announce that our girls are the 6A academic state champions. It's pretty exciting to have an opportunity to be state academic champions and state swim champions. That would be a rare feat to win both. I will mention we're kind of tri-champions or co-champions. There's actually three teams, girls' teams, that had a 4.0, which you can't beat. 4.0 is the max. So we're going to bring some hardware home this weekend. But they'll start today. I know they're going to have a send-off or something today at school, and they'll go down there and swim, and they'll have the first round tonight. I think the 6A go late this year. The 4A or 5A will go early, and then we'll turn around and do it on Saturday and crown the champion Saturday night.
Yeah, it sounds like we'll probably find out in the evening tomorrow, which I thought was kind of odd. I didn't know that they did swimming under the lights there. But, yeah, it'll be 7 or 8 o'clock tomorrow evening when we should know whether or not Bartlesville is a state champion once again on the girls' side and see how the boys do in 6A swimming. Couple of minutes left. Once again, want to remind you, Bruin Fieldhouse tonight, 6:30 for the girls, 8 o'clock for the boys. Bartlesville hosting Broken Arrow. Senior night, a last chance to see both these teams at home. They'll travel away for regional action Thursday for the girls at Broken Arrow, and we mentioned Friday for the boys at Putnam City North. And I know senior special night for you and all the players and family members and stuff like that, always a special evening, so should be a lot of fun to honor those guys and gals that are playing their final games in Bruin Fieldhouse tonight.
Yeah, let's don't forget one last thing, that the wrestlers will be headed to regionals. The regionals are coming up, and we're going to wrestle, and we expect, you know, hopefully we'll have a couple of state qualifiers this time of year. But it's kind of, we're sitting here at the end of February, almost 1st of March, and, you know, all of our winter sports are finishing up. And, we're into spring. Our spring sports was baseball's already had two or three scrimmages. So it's just years flying by, but we'll want to honor those seniors tonight and finish up strong at the playoff time.
Yeah, in fact, while we were sitting here, Coach Rigdon, Spence Rigdon, gave me a phone call, and Bartlesville baseball going to start, before you know it, their first regular season game going to be March the 1st. So just a couple weeks, they'll open up at Broken Arrow on March the 1st, and they've got several home dates in early March as well. So hopefully the weather will hold up and we can all watch some Bruin baseball in early March at Bill Dungeon's Memorial Stadium. I remember going out there right after basketball ended last year and watching the Bruins play, so that should be fun too, as the changing of the seasons is upon us here.
Yep, it should be if we finish up. And I will say, as you mentioned, Coach Rigdon has told me their first couple of scrimmages, he was really excited. Yeah. And found a lot of positives. And we're looking at a baseball season. I know the field looks wonderful, and we're getting ready to kick off baseball, so it's an exciting time.
Bartlesville boys and girls basketball tonight hosting Broken Arrow, 6:30, 8 o'clock right here on K1. Coach Bart, we'll see you out there.
Thanks a lot, Evan.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.